They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Tell me about every Disney Plus Christmas movie.
Okay, so Disney Plus is awesome. If you don't have it, I highly recommend you get it.
I need to get it because I have Verizon, which means it should be all the free.
If you have the right Verizon plan, yes.
I do have unlimited Verizon.
Yeah.
My cell phone bill is $220 a month, so I'm pretty sure that whatever I need to have, I have.
Have you...
Verizon, do you want to give me an endorsement? Come on.
So first question, stop recording for a second. You don't actually stop recording. Do you get the Hubbard discount?
It's only like 17% or something.
Why is...
It's a low percentage.
Brooke and Carter have a line together and it's $125 a month.
It's a low percentage that I don't know.
There's something wrong with your phone bill.
There's something
you
wrong.
You need to call them and...
Dear Verizon.
Because your phone bill should be half of that.
Maybe.
Absolutely be. Absolutely be.
Well, I don't have a computer right now, so I need all the storage.
It literally does not matter.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Great.
Well, I'm glad that your phone works and you should get free Disney Plus because Disney Plus is fantastic.
I want the Lady and the Tramp.
I'll just let you borrow my password. You can watch it.
Don't say that. See, we should have turned the mics off.
No, it's absolutely fine. Cliff. You can have up to 5 people watching things at the same time.
Oh, and you only have... Two other dependents.
Yeah, it's fine. So you can be one of my dependents. This is Heather, my other kid. So you can watch Lady and the Tramp. But if you don't want to watch Lady and the Tramp, or, you know, eventually you'll finish watching Lady and the Tramp. It's only an hour and a half long or 2 hours long or something. So you'll finish watching Lady and the Tramp and go, what should I watch next? All the Santa Claus movies, mm-hmm. which are kind of goofy, good fun. But I like all of those.
You know what's crazy to me? The Tim Allen Santa Claus movies and Home Alone have become the quote-unquote old movies for kids. Like, when we were kids, we had the old movies that we would watch. But now our new movies are their old movies.
It's kind of like Elf. When you think about Elf,
yes.
Elf is like a traditional Christmas movie. And I think it's because we don't realize that Elf probably came out 15 years ago.
Yes.
I'm very old.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway, so all the Home Alone movies are on there too, including Home Alone 3, which you should not watch.
What?
There's a third Home Alone movie. I think there's actually 4 Home Alone movies.
I want a new Home Alone movie because Macaulay Culkin is dating Brenda Song and they're talking about having a child together. And Macaulay Culkin's like, yeah, it's going to be like a Julian Lennon because she's Asian and I'm not. And
every part of the last 3 sentences you said have made my head hurt.
So I really am hoping that there'll be another Home Alone movie after they have their baby, and that baby will be home alone in the house.
I want this to happen, and I don't want this to happen in, equal measures. Macaulay Culkin's a great guy, but I'm 100% sure you can do better. 100%.
Brenda Song can do better?
Yes, absolutely. Do you know that Macaulay Culkin is in a band?
Yes. And did you know that Macaulay Culkin's brother, Rory, is in a metal movie about Norwegian black metal?
I did not.
The whole Culkin family is very interesting.
Did you know that Macaulay Culkin's band only plays Velvet Underground songs that they've rewritten the lyrics to be about pizza?
Did you know that Macaulay Culkin has a website where at one point when he was launching his website, there was a contest to choose his middle name. He was going to change his middle name based on votes.
Oh, man. I guess to bring this all back around, once you're done with this podcast, Macaulay Culkin also has a podcast you can go listen to. So.
Oh, we should check out Macaulay Culkin's podcast. You know what? Now that I think of it, we got to look it up. I apologize. I think Macaulay Culkin's voted on name was actually Macaulay Culkin. I think it was his first name
Bodie
twice.
Boatface. Macaulay Culkin is changing his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. So his name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Yes!
Bring me back, Heather. How did we get here?
Home Alone.
Right. Go watch Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas and Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. They're both delightful. Go watch A Very Merry Pooh Year, which is a poorly named but ultimately delightful Winnie the Pooh show.
Oh,
Go watch Noelle. We haven't talked about Noelle yet, I don't think.
No.
You should go watch Noelle. It's very good. We're going to talk about it, but not quite yet.
So. Say yes to Noelle.
Say yes to Noelle. You can watch The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, I think that's more of like a Halloween movie, but it'll be fine. And you should also probably go watch The Muppet Christmas Carol.
I love it.
That was the weirdest thing we've ever done.
Did it feel good, though?
It felt really good, actually.
One of Cliff's favorite things is our podcast.
It absolutely is. Like, if you don't have a podcast, you should start a podcast because it is the most fun you'll ever have. Like, find someone that you enjoy just talking to for a half hour and then do a podcast with them. It's great.
And it's really easy when you have a theme. Mm-hmm. Like we have a theme.
Absolutely.
So it's easy. I have another podcast that does not have a theme, which can be challenging at times.
It's and that's the rule, too, is once you have one podcast, you'll have one podcast for like 6 months. And then all of a sudden you'll have a second podcast. And then 6 months later, you'll pick up another podcast. And all of a sudden, all you're doing is podcasting 24 hours a day. And that's OK because you love it.
It's like when you start a family.
Mm-hmm. Or even like dogs. Like you get one dog and you're like, two dogs wouldn't be so bad. And
two
you
dogs.
Get two dogs. Three dogs is hard, but it's manageable.
I love three dogs.
Yeah.
Three dogs for me is a better balance than two.
And then you get four dogs and you're like, that might be too many. But I love this fourth dog, so I'm going to keep it around.
Yes.
That's how podcasts work.
And then you have to get a fifth dog because you can afford it.
Well, and your friend was like, I love your fourth dog. You should get this fifth dog because I think we would enjoy this fifth dog together.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, cool. I could do a fifth dog at night or something.
For me, literally, it's if there's an emergency, like if we were to have a California wildfire type situation, mm-hmm. can we fit everyone in the car at the same time? And if we can, then we're good.
So you're saying the bigger the car you own, the more dogs you can have.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. I currently have a small car.
Yeah. You can only fit two dogs in there. And you have a cat too, right?
Well, no, I can fit way more than that. I mean, I could fit five total souls in my car.
You have to bring your boyfriend too.
Right. Yeah.
So him and three other dogs?
Yes.
So you,
three
him,
pets.
Three dogs.
Yes.
And you have a cat, right?
Yeah. Like, so...
So right now you're full, though. You can't get another one because your car wouldn't hold it.
Technically full.
What if you got a trunk dog?
See, that's the thing. I have a two-seater convertible and there's a little cubby.
Yeah.
There's a little cubby.
That's where you put your cat.
You could put the cat there,
yeah.
But then the dog sit on my boyfriend's lap and then there's some floor space between his legs.
Absolutely.
So we could put another cat in a carrier down there.
You could have at least two more pets.
Two more pets.
Okay.
Definitely a bird.
Yeah.
On a shoulder.
Yeah.
Because I've got two shoulders.
So you could, I mean.
Three calling birds, six friend hens, right? How many?
This is the weirdest math I've ever done.
And a bird on Heather's shoulder when there's a California wildfire.
I think you should know that about once every other day, Heather sends me a song that she sung. And like, what do you think of this? And they're always fun. That's what it's like being friends with Heather. Is she sends you things that she's probably also posted to TikTok. It's great.
I love how derailed we got. Before we go.
It was very good.
I know. Cliff, there's something very important that we both have to do on December 10th.
Okay.
11th. Definitely by the 12th.
Okay.
It involves a gift that we will be giving to both ourselves and at least one of our favorite people.
Okay. I'm also one of my favorite people, so.
I'm just going to keep giving you clues unless you guess it.
Okay. So the 10th of it, it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
If you have a Citibank account, like you can get in earlier on this.
Okay.
The situation is coming to town in June to White River Amphitheater.
The situation from Jersey
Alanis
Shore?
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, okay.
25th anniversary, Jagged Little Pill tour. If you didn't think it could possibly be better, it just became better because Liz Phair is on it and she's doing her girly sounds. And we've also got Garbage.
Wow.
It's going to be the greatest show ever for people that are our age,
which is
mid to late 30s/early 40s. This is our jam.
I love Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
But I've never heard anything that wasn't Jagged Little Pill. Is that okay?
Yes.
And I think I know one song by Garbage. I don't know anything by Liz Phair, but I've also never been to the White River Amphitheater. How are we going to tie this back to Christmas?
You're going to buy tickets for you and your fun guest to go. This tour kicks off in Portland, Oregon in June. And then the second show is here in Seattle at White River Amphitheater. Fact. LA on June 9th. Utah, they're going to be in Salt Lake.
I've been to Utah.
Yes. Are you impressed that I remember all this?
I'm very impressed, actually.
It's like June 3rd, June 4th, Portland and Seattle, and then Utah.
Are you going to see them in both places? You're going to drive down to Portland and then
come up? No, because it's a weeknight.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
So only here. So next time we're going to talk about the best gift to give someone who's super busy.
I can't think of a single person who would not greatly appreciate this gift. And the nice thing is you can either give it to them like right before Christmas or right after Christmas, and they will probably appreciate it the same for both.
Yes. And this is a good backup gift too, like if you forget. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Oh, are we whispering?